If you happen to be on staff of a U.S. senator, you may, a few years back, have felt the long arm of the Department of Justice wrapping itself around you a bit, the feds breathing down your neck, or maybe you just didn't know what was happening or what they were doing, and maybe they weren't doing it specifically with you. But there was an investigation into some Senate staffers and on Capitol Hill, and Merrick Garland, the U.S. Attorney General, Kevin, is going back to Capitol Hill to explain what was going on.
Yeah, Tom. So Garland said, the surveillance stuff all happened before he got there and the policy's changed now and it's not happening anymore. But Republicans like Jim Jordan and others who have been trying to find out say that there's been a lack of response to inquiries. Merrick Garland with a subpoena. It's a pretty bold move. Let's bring in Todd Flood, attorney managing partner at Flood Law. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you being here. What do you think of this move to subpoena the AG? It won't exactly help the relationship. I don't think they'll be spending Christmas Eve together.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. But, you know, nothing out of character here. If you look and count on how many times Congressman Jordan has issued subpoenas to the executive branch, and in particular that of the DOJ, it's been several over the last few years. But in particular on this one, it stems place, as Tom was explaining. This is a case where a staffer that was working on the investigation regarding the Steele dossier, they basically conjured up suppressing or sealing the subpoenas for 5 years. So he didn't come to find out until October of this year that his records were in fact subpoenaed by DOJ. And the reason why is Attorney General Garland stated in his letter back to Congress was because there was a request for an criminal investigation relating to leaks. And if you remember, there were several complaints of leaks, even by then, you know, President Trump talking about leaks that were taking place. This is pulling back the curtain of going back in time, determining what was the standard, who did it. And, you know, these are usually very personal and private correspondence and information. And it's an oversight committee. It's an oversight committee into the election of 2000, you know, during that time of 16. So sensitive material. So what we did in November is we now have anyone that wants to get a subpoena for a staffer or for a congressman has to go through basically the integrity unit of the Department of Justice. So that's the new hurdle. So to what Garland was saying, this is the new mix on how you get this protected information, because you can only imagine how sensitive this material is.
Absolutely. It seems to me the DOJ's actions are an infringement on the separation of powers between the branches of government, but is it illegal for the DOJ to do this kind of surveillance, or do they have the authority to do that?
So this, if you get a criminal referral from one of the departments, in this particular case, there was a criminal referral that sensitive material with secrets was leaked to third parties. And when you get that criminal referral, you got to establish, if you're going to go in and take someone's text messages, cell phone records, emails, you have to establish that for a judge to sign this, especially for that type of material, you have to establish probable cause. It's not just a magic wand that you automatically get the full purview. You got to establish something. So you can't misuse it. You can't misuse that. They have awesome power, right? They're on a Learjet when they want material. So that the power of the executive branch of the Department of Justice is daunting. And what Jordan is saying, what Congressman Jordan is saying is, you know, is this a misuse? And do we have to put, he wants to know, do we have to put more protections, more information required in place for the executive branch to come in on an oversight committee to get their emails, their text messages. That's what he is investigating. And remember, it's difficult for either party to say this is party politics when both sides of the aisle had their information seized. It wasn't just Republicans. It was Democrats as well.
Yeah, it's but the real concern, I guess, is to what degree the FBI and the Department of Justice can do this kind of situation. Now, this guy James Wolf, this was a guy at the center of one of these investigations, this Senate intelligence staffer. He apparently developed these relationships with these young female reporters and was illegally leaking information to them, which is a felony, right? This is kind of the heart of the issue here. This great leaker that came out. Was he? What did he do?
Well, you're spot on. James Wolf ultimately pled guilty to lying to the FBI, and he ended up, getting a slap on the wrist. But he got 2 months in prison. He was, in fact, one of the major leakers of classified information. So let's just back up for a sec. What is it to get information? What do you have to do to get someone's emails? What do you have to do to get someone's cell phone records? You have to establish for an order from a court. You have to establish that probable cause standard to get there. And it's not just some, capricious whim type thing. That's it. You got to be able to show or establish if the court's going to sign an order for someone to get into the Communications Act and get these records. You got to have enough to show probable cause that a crime was committed, and I'm going to find the fruits of that crime in the location for where I want to seek or where I want to search. So that's has to be established, and it's a great debate. And I think that's going to be in our future, 2024 and 2025, as technology advances and AI advances. The Supreme Court has had 3 big decisions in the past 5 years on search warrants for this type of material, especially going into your cell phones, because you have your life in your cell phone, for everything from your banking to your photographs to your, you name it. Do you get to go into the hard drive? Do you get to go into the software apps? And what is necessary for you to get into those software apps? As time goes on and technology increases, it's going to be harder and harder. You just can't download someone's phone because that's their lifeline. So here, when the Department of Justice wants to go into a criminal investigation and wants to get and ascertain this material, they still have to stand up to the standards of showing probable cause that the crime was committed, and they're going to find it in that location.
Yeah, it's critically important that they do that and they do it properly. Glad to have your opinion once again on this particular issue. Todd Flood, attorney and managing partner at Flood Law. Todd, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Likewise. Yes, you guys have a Merry Christmas to you and your family.
You too, Todd. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. We'll take calls on this coming up. 800-859-0WJR.